Example 31. I never have enough money. Example. I can't remember a time when I wasn't worried about money. Every time I turn around, there's another unexpected expense, and it seems like the things that I need to buy for my family and for myself keep going up and up in price, but my wages aren't going up nearly as fast as my expenses. I used to work 40 hours a week, and my wife didn't work outside of our home. Now, she has a full-time job, and I work 60 hours a week, and we still never have any extra money. I see other people taking vacations and buying new homes and new cars, and I wonder how they're doing it. What am I missing? While it seems logical that your financial budget is only about the simple economics of finding a balance between the money that's coming in and the money that's going out, there's another powerful factor that most people do not understand. You simply cannot offer enough action to compensate for the contradictory energy of your being. As you feel the way you do about money, even though your experience certainly justifies the way you feel, things cannot improve because the law of attraction is responding to your vibration, not to your actions. Of course, there are obvious variables in the productivity of action that are easy to see. A strong man can pick up a heavier object than a weak man. Someone who moves quickly can move more things around in a day than a slow-moving person. A person who types 60 words a minute can accomplish more typing in a day than a person who types 20 words a minute. But these variations on action are minuscule in comparison with the leverage that you can achieve by aligning your own energies. In blunt terms, it's not possible to offer enough action to compensate for misaligned energies. When you develop upstream thought patterns about the lack of money, you prevent your own discovery of avenues that would provide more of it. As you feel frustrated about not having enough money, and you make no effort in finding a better feeling thought about it, your frustration will turn to anger and eventually to fear as your patterns of thought hold you in more consistent upstream resistance to your financial stream of well-being. And the worse you feel, the worse it gets, because the worse you feel, the more resistance you're offering that's preventing you from the discovery of the solutions that you're seeking. In any moment that you're focused upon not having enough money, you are vibrationally asking for more, which makes your stream move faster. But as you're focused upon not having enough money, you're focused upstream, while your inner being is calling you downstream. Strong, negative emotion about your financial situation is the indication of two significant things. One, you have requested a great deal of financial assistance that your inner being is calling you toward. And two, you're pointed upstream in opposition to the money you want. No matter how many hours you and your wife may work, and no matter how much money flows into your household, you cannot achieve a financial balance until you first achieve a vibrational balance in your own being. And in the moment that you let go of the oars and allow yourself to turn in the stream, you will feel relief in your own body, and the financial relief will come close behind. When you've wanted something for a long time and have therefore amassed a considerable vibrational escrow on the subject, a little bit of relief goes a long way. In other words, if you can manage to get yourself feeling better for a few days, evidence of your releasing of resistance will begin to appear in some form of financial relief. Now that you understand that you control how much money is flowing, as well as how much of it you let into your experience, you may recognize some of the patterns from your own experience that validate this understanding. The key to consistently getting the good results that you desire is to manage to feel good even when dollars are in short supply. When you learn to manage the way you feel, you will discover the powerful leverage of energy alignment, and you will see the law of attraction deliver veritable fortunes to your door. But if you merely have emotional knee-jerk responses to the conditions you're observing, you'll be limited to the paltry amount of money that your physical action yields. From wherever you are, start reaching for some better feeling thoughts. For instance, I'm so tired of not having enough money. I see no way of ever having enough money. I work such long hours that I'm tired all the time. I'm tired of making our budget work by cutting back on thing after thing. Well, this is how you feel, and this is temporarily where you are. But from these kinds of thoughts, money cannot begin to flow to your experience in a more powerful way. You have to change your thoughts and feelings first. However, we're not guiding you to improve thoughts and feelings in order to affect your financial situation. Rather, we're guiding you to improve thoughts and feelings for the sake of the improved vibrational offering. If you will let the improvement in the way you feel be your objective, the greater amounts of money must begin to flow to you as you accomplish a consistent improvement in the way you feel. For example, I work longer hours than any of our neighbors. Money just seems to come more easily to them. It seems as if every day someone I know is showing off their new car. Comparing your condition to that of another will keep you chronically out of balance and confused about the improved direction of your thoughts. However, comparing one of your own thoughts to another of your own thoughts with the singular intention of finding a better feeling thought will, in a rather short time, give you a clear sense of downstream direction. For example, we aren't doing badly. We actually do live very well. My wife and I do have a sense of pride about the things we've accomplished. We've made good decisions. We have quite a bit of equity in our home. If I look at the overall picture, I realize it's been steadily improving. When I look how far we've come, I see tremendous improvement. Now you're feeling so much better already. Now see how much further you can go. For example, I'll figure this out. I'm actually quite good at figuring things out. I'm standing by for inspiration. Meanwhile, we're doing all right. It's actually quite pleasant to anticipate expansion. Sometimes I get a sense of a very bright future. We have so much life and opportunity ahead of us. It'll be fun to watch this all.